It was a stormy Tuesday afternoon across New York and New England. Clusters of showers and thunderstorms rolled through the region, and some of these storms really packed a punch during the afternoon and early evening hours. The most significant storm damage was basically from the Capital Region on east, and if you were to plot all of the storm reports on a map, they basically moved right near the I-90 corridor from the Albany area east into Massachusetts all the way out to Boston. In our area, we had numerous reports of large hail, including the report of a 2-inch diameter hailstone in Valencia, which is located in Columbia County to the southeast of the Albany area. On top of that, there were numerous reports of hail in the range of 1 inch to 1 3/4 inch in diameter, and also there were some reports of wind damage, as some of these storms produce wind gusts in excess of 60 miles per hour. Around our area today, things are cooler and less humid. Our dew point temperatures are running mainly in the 50s to right around 60 degrees, so at least in terms of mugginess, it is a more comfortable day for sure. Now, there is still the potential for a passing shower or thunderstorm in some communities through the late day and early evening, as the atmosphere is still a bit unstable right now. So moving ahead, a few of us might see a shower or storm, at least through early evening, and then we'll see variably to partly cloudy skies through the night. Some areas of fog will form, with temperatures falling back into the 50s to around 60. A relatively cool day is on tap for tomorrow, especially in the mountains, where high temperatures may not reach out of the 60s tomorrow afternoon. Our valley locations will reach into the 70s, and from the Capital Region on south, a few areas will touch the 80-degree mark. We've been monitoring the potential for some rain late this week. The computer models continue to trend further south with that storm track, so for now, I'll still mention the chance of rain in our southern areas on Friday. But if this trend keeps up, we may be able to completely remove those showers from the forecast by tomorrow. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, high in the 70s, some 60s in the mountains. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, high in the 70s, some 60s in the mountains. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and Interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with patchy fog, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high 75 to 80. Region-wide on Friday, variably cloudy, a slight chance of rain south, high in the 70s to around 80, and on Saturday, partly sunny, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.